weeks ago, the CDC said, you know, Americans, you really shouldn't be traveling right now or spend the holiday with people outside of your household. This past weekend, 3 million people passed through U.S. airports, according to the TSA. It was the busiest weekend since mid-March when the coronavirus began spreading across the nation. And now it's Thanksgiving. Sean Donohue is the CEO of Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, which is either the first or fifth largest airport in the world, kind of depending on the pandemic. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hello, David. Great to be back with you.
It's good to have you with us. So tell me, did you get your fair share of that 3 million people last weekend?
We did, but I would tell you, David, actually, we had busier weekends earlier during the fall. Labor Day was a busier weekend than this past weekend. Columbus Day was a busier weekend. And as you noted, and everyone's aware, the CDC came out and last week was pretty specific about recommending that people don't travel. And we've been following their guidelines, David, from day one of the pandemic. And I know there has been some cancellations. Having said that, we also know that several hundred thousand people are going to travel through DFW during the Thanksgiving period, and we've got to take good care of them and make them feel welcome and make it a safe and reliable experience for them.
Well, how do you plan when you have this sort of volatility? I mean, you've got to know how to staff, what areas to open. You've got a church that's certainly big enough for the Easter services, but it's not always full.
Very true. And boy, if one thing we've learned over the last 8 or 9 months is how to deal with uncertainty and volatility. And I just give great credit to our team, our employees. They've been doing an outstanding job. All of our business partners, David, have been equally doing a fantastic job. The airlines, our concessionaires, who are the small businesses, the FAA, the TSA, Customs and Border Patrol, everybody has rallied and everybody has realized these are uncertain times and we've just got to continue to focus on taking good care of the customers.
All right, so looking ahead at this, what's likely to be a very busy weekend despite the CDC. So what are the guidelines? What do people need to get there extra early or...
No, I you know, similar to what we've been saying during the pandemic, we actually don't want to create kind of a false peak. All the security checkpoints are open. Most customers now, you know, when they arrive to the airport, have already checked in online. Obviously, if they're checking bags, that will take a few minutes. One of our focuses is we've just initiated in the last month or so on a test basis the ability for customers to actually check in without an agent through biometrics, and we're going to keep expanding all of our services that create a touchless environment. But in general, David, it's going to be a good experience, and we will take good care of the customers.
Does somebody take their temperature when they enter? Do you have the little...
No.
And do you have the scanners that can identify people?
We are not doing that, and that's actually also based upon CDC guidelines because people can be asymptomatic. Yeah. And create a false sense of confidence. So we are not doing temperature scans.
Do you get a heads up on loads? I mean, do your airlines, your tenants, do they let you know that, you know, we're seeing a spike in booking during this day or this period of a day?
We do. We've got a great relationship with all the airlines, but obviously our most important one is with American, and they do share general data with us. So we have a very good idea of how many customers to expect through DFW each day.
What about your tenants? The restaurants, the lounges, all the stores. I mean, on the one hand, I know it's a source of income, but the other is it's an attraction for DFW as the hub airport. I mean, you got other places you can change planes. You might as well go to one that has a nice restaurant or bar. Are they staying around and staying open?
They are, and I give them tremendous credit, David. One of the early decisions we made back in April or May was we decided to waive the rental payments effectively for our tenants because at that time, most of them were closed and we didn't want to force them to pay rent. And we've expanded that through March of 2021. We are walking away as an airport from $70 million in guaranteed revenue that we will not recover from waiving the rental payments. But the good news is, because we're working with our partners, about 65% of the food and beverage outlets are open right now. And that's important for two reasons. Obviously, it provides customers, to your point, some options. And number two, many airports that I've seen have very limited food and beverage. And that actually creates, what we're trying to avoid. And that is, it creates crowds in certain areas, and that's not what we want to see at DFW.
And do you run all of the TSA stations right now? All the terminals are open. You've kept them open all the time, right?
Correct. All five terminals have stayed open, and all of the checkpoints have stayed open as well.
And it seemed like the last time we spoke, you did have that title as the busiest airport of the world for a while, and it was, I think my sense was, it was because American was hubbing a lot of traffic through DFW that was going on someplace else. So where do you stand right now? Is that still true?
Well, in the U.S., the latest data I saw is, I believe, we're number two now behind Atlanta. I haven't seen in the last month or so the global rankings. So we're clearly one of the busiest airports. For the first time in probably the history of DFW Airport, we will be bigger when we close this year than O'Hare Airport. Clearly, we will carry and serve more customers than O'Hare this year. And so American deserves a lot of credit, as you highlighted. They continue to prioritize DFW. That's good for us, but it's also good for the community in that, we want to be at the forefront of the recovery, just like the community is recovering, I think, economically faster than many metropolitan areas.
All right, so we're gonna get through the holidays, and then we're gonna have to deal. People are gonna slowly start getting vaccinated, but that process is gonna go on, well into the summertime. What does DFW look like going forward? I saw a picture on the front page of the Dallas Morning News earlier this week, and it showed this couple that was at the check-in counter, and this nurse was leaning over the airline check-in counter and sticking a swab up their nose, I guess, before they got on the airplane. Is this what we have to look forward to?
Well, David, we have to get through the next several months. The next several months are going to be challenging. Obviously, we've got the surge in the pandemic going on right now. The good news, as you referenced, is the data coming out on the vaccine efficacy seems very strong. It appears, from what I've read, distribution is going to maybe even start by the end of the year. Obviously, it will be prioritized. Our view, and again, I'm not saying we've got a crystal ball on this by any means, but our view is that as we get into the summer next year, and especially into the fall, we expect domestically that traffic is going to start to pick up. I believe there's a lot of pent up demand, and so we're preparing for a pretty busy summer of 2021. The unknown is international, and because of different protocols by various governments and quarantines, clearly, international is going to take longer to recover.
Well, Qantas had an interesting comment earlier in the week. They said they're going to require that you be vaccinated if you're going to fly internationally. And I don't know how you do it. I guess you have some sort of an app or affidavits that shows you've been vaccinated. Is that a realistic approach?
Well, it is going to be a reality, I believe, in order to travel to some countries. And I'm a big proponent of the concept of call it a digital ID that, you know, a customer could show during check-in that, A, they've received the vaccine or some other type of data point that ensures they're safe to travel. It could be, you know, taking a test. So we're going to all have to work together as an industry on this one, support each other. And the most important aspect of it, in my opinion, is globally, how can we hopefully come to an agreement on one or two protocols that the majority of governments will accept as kind of this digital ID to fly? And that's going to be the real hard work, but that's what we need to focus on.
So who drives the ship here? I mean, do you in Atlanta and Chicago and JFK and LAX and everybody else get together and act as a trade organization? Or is it the airlines that have to come up with this protocol? Or do you act together?
Yeah, good question. I would suggest it is all of the entities that are part of travel and tourism, but the associations are really critical. On the airline side, it's IATA. I'm a board member of an organization called World Travel and Tourism Council. We just finished our annual meeting this morning virtually. We're working on seamless travel and working with global governments. It's going to take everybody, David, all the associations and all the key players in the industry.
But this is going to have to happen really soon, isn't it? I mean, we're facing this, the vaccine, and, you know, how to acknowledge it right away.
You're right. And that's why I mentioned earlier, international travel is going to take a little bit longer to recover because of that exact point. And domestic travel, I believe, will come back, and I actually do believe it's going to come back strong once the vaccines have rolled out in the U.S. and people are comfortable. I also believe business travel is going to come back. There's a lot of talk about that, and I believe businesses are going to want to get back out in front of their customers, and especially when they see their competitors out in front of their customers. Yeah. We'll see that return as well.
All right, two quick questions that I've been sandbagging for you because until I got you back on. We have a new administration coming in January. And there is a lot of talk once again about an infrastructure program in the United States. It would do a lot of work and put a lot of people to work. And airports had been seen as an early beneficiary of this. You know, what do you hear and what do you need?
Well, it's early to tell what are going to be the key components. If there is a bipartisan support of an infrastructure package or program, but let me be clear, no matter who the administration is, we are big supporters of infrastructure spending. We're fortunate at DFW that we have spent several billion dollars over the last couple of years, but we also recognize that the airlines have, gone through an extraordinarily difficult time. And as we come out of the pandemic and we recover, we recognize the airlines are not going to have as much money to invest in big airport projects. And therefore, a national infrastructure program, in my mind, becomes even more important.
And one last thing, we had Gary Kelly from Southwest Airlines on the show the other day, and we were talking about the fact that while they serve Midway in Chicago, they were also going to go into O'Hare. And in the case of Houston, they serve Hobby, but they're also going to go into Bush and serve two airports in the city. I said, well, what about your hometown? And it was pointed out to me that they can come to DFW without giving up any gates at Love Field, I think in 2024. Would you be ready for them if they want to come?
Well, I believe it's 2025, not to split hairs.
No, all right.
But listen, my view is American and Southwest, they're fierce competitors, but I believe they also realize they're very fortunate to both have a very successful hub in one of the fastest growing and one of the strongest economic regions in the U.S. And again, you know, when you go through such a difficult period that the airlines have gone through, when you come out of it, I believe you really focus on your points of strength. And therefore, I would expect, you know, American and Southwest would really focus on their points of strength, which are DFW and Love, respectively.
Good answer. Sean Donohue, you've got your plate full for the rest of the pandemic, but in particular during the holidays. We wish you the best.
Same here, David. I hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving, you and your family, and obviously we hope everyone stays healthy and well.
Thank you very much. Sean Donohue, CEO of Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.